Gage, brother and sister, W.C. Sunnyside, Kurrenbong, New South Wales, Australia, May 19, 1896. Dear brother and sister Gage, I have a message for you, but I fear that I cannot get it off in this mail. But I will write a few things to you, as you have kindly written to me. I have written out something in regard to votes by proxy. The way in which this matter has been managed should not be repeated. Those who, by the number of votes which they have accumulated, have placed men whom they had chosen in positions of influence, reveal that they are untrustworthy. They show just what they would do if they could. It may be that the Lord has suffered this thing to be, that He may awaken the understanding of His people. There must be faithful watchmen on the walls of Zion, who will be ready to give the note of warning to the unruly elements who think that they have wisdom to run anything they choose. It is the privilege of all who are thus elected to say, I do not choose to serve in any position brought about by such unprincipled means. I will send more to you in the next mail, which leaves in 2 weeks. In love for your soul, I wish to say to you and your wife, have you followed the light that God has given you in regard to your own course of action? Have you accepted the warnings given and conscientiously acted upon them? If you have not done this, how can any word that I shall write make any impression on your mind? From the light recently given me, you have not acted up to the light you have. This warning was given me by one who gave his life for you, whose you are by creation and redemption. You are both weak in moral power. The close oneness into which you have entered with Marie Roth is a detriment to you and her. You make an impression on other minds that is no honor to any one of you. This sentimentalism has already come to such a pass that God has seen fit to warn you of your danger. The influence of such intimacies is demoralizing. You have not a vital connection with God. You have been, and are now, following another leader who has laid a net for your souls, and he will succeed if you will let him. The lowest appetites are indulged. You need to understand that self-denial and self-sacrifice are the conditions of discipleship with Christ. The principles that bind you together are not of that order that will make you heavenly-minded, and if they are not changed, they will prove the ruin of your souls. There is idolatry in this union, and that which will do harm to your own souls and to the souls of others. A bewitching power holds sway over the sentiments of your mind, and the influence exerted over others is objectionable. The love of praise and flattery, the confidences exchanged, are not inspired by the Spirit of God. They are deteriorating in their influence. Obedience to God is your duty. Study the Word of God. If you were ambitious to answer the prayer of Christ, as thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. And this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. John 17, verse 2, 3. You would become sound in mind. This must be our only ambition, this our single aim, to walk before God in a way that will be well-pleasing to Him. Oh, how thankful you should be to God for His grace, which is still striving for a place in your soul. If you love God supremely, whatever you may do, you will stand firm as a rock to principle. You will encourage nothing in your associations or friendships which will dampen your zeal for God. But you are bowing to an idol, and there is not the least prospect of your overcoming the temptations of the enemy which you have invited, unless you make an entire change. You are all three registered in the books of heaven as unclean in the sight of God. Sin is not wanting in your close union together. Your hope and confidence in God are so mingled with corruption that your services are not acceptable to Him. You may do plenty of speechifying, but the endorsement of God is not upon it. You are not in harmony with the work for this time, and the Lord cannot endorse your actions. You need divine enlightenment. Self-denial and self-sacrifice you know but very little about. You have but little experience in following the example of your self-denying Redeemer. Sister Gage, your overflowing love had better be given to Him who owns you. Your generous affection and regard might better be given to Him who gave His life for you. He was despised and rejected of men, but He is infinitely deserving of your highest admiration. You have talents, but they were not created by you. They have been lent to you by God, and you are to improve them and return them to your Maker. You have need of the Spirit of God to cooperate with your mind and lead and control it to His name's glory. If this power does not control you, all your aptness, your smartness, will be placed on the enemy's side to counterwork the work of God. Time and again you have been led captive by Satan at his will, and have only a cheap surface experience in religious things. There is no such thing as sanctified ignorance. The work of God demands all that there is of you. Brother Gage, I am sorry that your wife is of the same spirit as yourself. You are now sowing seed from which you must reap your harvest. Sanctified knowledge would lead you in different lines to those in which you have been traveling. Your voice is often heard in erroneous propositions and in opposition to light and truth. This is because you do not know what manner of spirit you are of. But the Lord gives you another invitation, and you are warned to come out from the corrupting influences of the world and come on the Lord's side. I write this because I have a love for your souls, but I will try by the next mail to send you the words that the Lord has given me for you. I cannot feel at liberty to send them now. May the Lord have compassion on all three of you. None of you are safe and pure and true and holy. You need a work done for you which has not yet been done. You need to be converted, body, soul, and spirit.